There's a three straight. If it wasn't for Kingsport and Burlington being undefeated, they're probably the third hottest team in the Appy League. So that one misses low. 1-1, and the throw back the first is not in time as Daniel slides in there safely. Saborn will step in. Saborn Campbell from Stanford University making his second career start, second start in the Appy League. The 1-1. Big swing and a miss. It gets by the catcher, Pepe Soto. He's going to throw the second, goes to the outfield. Daniels will get up after stealing second and is going to run all the way to third. So Daniels will steal second. And the throw by Pepe Soto, who's behind the plate, that went wide. And he threw it to the outfield. And Daniels now stands 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the contest for the Flyboys. I'm going to rule that an error on Soto as well. So the 1-2 pitch coming one out. Brock Daniels at third base. Pitch to Campbell. That one finds the strike zone. That's strike three. Second strikeout of the day for Callahan. And it's with a sacrifice, most importantly. Here comes Aiden Canaday, who's been red hot for the Flyboys to start off, batting 471 this season. Went 2-for-4 with a run scored last night. He's a guy transferring now to Catawba Valley Community College looking to have a good summer here. Daniel stands at third base, two outs in the top of the first. That one almost hits Canaday's foot, but gets out of the way. Defensive alignment for the River Riders. You have Pepe Soto at catcher. Alex McCoy's at first. Second baseman's Ty Peters. Shortstop's Peyton Basler. And third baseman's Harrison Rogers. Get you the outfield for the River Rogers after this pitch. The 1-0. That one gets away from Soto. And running in the score standing is Brock Daniels. So Daniels gets all the way to third after an error by Soto. And it's quickly a 1-0 lead for the Greenville Flyboys. Probably ruled a wild pitch. I don't think Soto really got a hand on that one to stop it, but nevertheless, Daniels comes around the score and a 1-0 lead for the second straight day. Flyboys take a lead in the first inning. That one misses from Callahan and it's now 2-0. 1-0 lead for the Flyboys, and it's the first time they've held a lead on the road since their last road game, a 16-4 win over the Bristol State Liners. Scored 10 runs in the first two innings and didn't look back. That one misses, and that's actually ball four. So Callahan walks one. Four pitch walk to Canaday with two outs, and Avery Collins steps in. Collins, the Greenville, Tennessee native. Just finished up at Greenville High School with the Green Devils. His father, Andy, is the new pitching coach for Flyboys. And Collins had a good day. First game in Bristol. That's the fifth straight ball thrown by Callahan. It's 1-0. 1-0 lead for the Flyboys after Brock Daniels scores on. It's going to be a real wild pitch. ERA up to 4.91. Collins batting 6.67 as that one gets by Soto. That's a pass ball. Canaday is going to advance 90 feet. And Soto having some trouble behind the plate early for the River Riders. Here's that outfield alignment for Elizabethan. Isaac Williams is in the left. Center field, Zach Freeman. And in right field, Avery Owusu-Asidu. Avery Collins steps in. Canaday at second. 2-0 pitch coming, two outs. It's 6 and a 1-0 lead for the Flyboys in this one. Callahan's going to step off. So Sawyer Osborne had trouble last night for the Danville Otterbots. He ended up going about three innings. He gave up 9 hits, but he gave up 9 of the 11 hits. The Danville bullpen shut down the Flyboys last night as that one just misses low. And it's now 3-0, and that's now the seventh straight ball thrown by Callahan as he's trying to find some rhythm after having two strikeouts to start this game. The 3-0. That one finds corner of strike zone. It's 3-1. Callahan throws a strike. Seventeen pitches, eight strikes for Callahan in this first inning. 3-1 count coming to Avery Collins. Here's the pitch. Collins is going to hit that one on the ground. He's going to get by the second baseman. Running around third is Canaday. It's bobbled in the outfield. Canaday's going to score standing, and Collins is at second base with an RBI single, advances on the bobbled ball, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. It poured down rain right when the Flyboys pulled up for about 15 minutes. And right now it looks like it's holding off for the moment. And so the grass is wet out there still in the outfield as it wasn't covered by a tarp. So that may have had some trouble for the right fielder, Owusu. Here comes Tom Jurak. He steps in. Looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Tom Jurak is playing third base today for the Flyboys. This is the first time he has played third base since seventh grade. Going to coach Jermaine Curtis, doing some defensive changes in the lineup. They're going to rule that an error, so that's two errors already for the River Riders. Jurak, they're going to appeal to the outfield. Jurak normally plays in the outfield or is DH for the Flyboys. Again, now playing third base. Batting 091 this season. We're going to get going. 1-1, that one's in on a laser out of play, and it's 1-2. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. A pair of River Rider errors have cost the River Riders a couple of pass balls as well. The 1-2 coming from Callahan. 1-2. Right down the middle, and yes it is. Late strike call, but it's there. That's the third strikeout of the game for Callahan, but the Flyboys score a pair after a pair of costly errors for the River Riders. Flyboys take a 2-0 lead. River Riders look to answer when we turn. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Already a 2-0 lead for the Flyboys, and Jack Liberio Jr. Liberio Jr., his last time an appearance for the Flyboys came back on day two of the season, back on June 3rd against the Kingsmore Axemen. Got the start, went five innings, three hits, one walk, two strikeouts, didn't allow a run in the Flyboys' loss to the Axemen. Liberio from school you're going to hear a lot, Rowan College of South Jersey, Cumberland Junior College, the Ridley, Pennsylvania native, getting his second start of the season. He's nicknamed the Bulldog. He likes to go out and throw strikes. That is what Coach Jermaine Curtis and Coach Andy Collins wanted, especially with 2-0 lead. As the bullpen kind of fell apart last night for the Fly Boys, looking to hold this lead up 2-0, here into the bottom of the first inning in Elizabethton, as leading off will be Peyton Basler from Charleston Southern University for the River Riders. That's a big swing and a miss. It's a very air, blows it right by him. Basler batting 400 on the season. Playing at Charleston Southern out of the Big South Conference this past season. That was high. 1-1. Basler batting 243. 16 RBIs and 21 runs scored for the Lansing, Kansas native with the Buccaneers this past season. The 1-1 from Liberio gets in there for a strike. 0-1. 1-2, pardon me. In the navy hats, the white jerseys with the blue River Riders across the chest in yellow trim as the 1-2 pitch comes from Liberio. That one's nubbed over to Jurak. His first appearance at third base makes the throw of the first in time. So, hey, it may have been since he was in seventh grade the last time he was over there, but Jurak looks like a natural. Gets the out to start the bottom of the first inning. Here's a lineup for the River Riders. Peyton Basler, Isaac Williams now up. Owen Carpellotti, the reigning Apple League Player of the Week, bats third. Avery Owusu-Asidu bats fourth. Harrison Rogers at fifth. Alex McCoy, 6th. Zach Freeman, 7th. Pepe Soto, 8th. Ty Peters, 9th. Isaac Williams looks at first pitch, strike 0-1. Williams batting 300 on the season. A 7.67 OPS. Did not play last night against the Johnson City Doughboys. So that one gets the bottom of the strike zone, and it's now quickly 0-2. Liberio going right at these batters in this one. 6 pitches, 5 strikes already. The 0-2. That one's high. Can't get him to chase, and it's 1-2. You've seen that a lot with these flyboy pitchers. First 2 pitches, they're going to try to get strikes immediately, and then they may try to get him to chase on the next 2 as they have a little bit of room to work with. The 1-2. Big swing and a miss. That's tipped foul into the glove of Collins, and they are quickly 2 away. First strike out of the game for Liberio. So having Owen Carpellotti from Georgetown University, and he is batting 474 so far this season. Hit a walk-off 3-run bomb last night with the River Riders over the Doughboys. Their 8-6 victory. Carpellotti will sky that one. Jurak's going to run over toward the Flyboy dugout, and it's going to get well out of play. Into the stands, will bounce out into the park next to the river. Taggart baseline, beautiful views. Here, Elizabethton's Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. You have the river on the left side, and you have the mountains in center. We'll view in the valley here. Elizabethton, Tennessee, former home of the Elizabethton Twins. And that pitch, Carpellotti's in there for a strike, and it's already 0-2 with 2 outs. Liberio looks to sit down the River Riders quickly here. The 0-2 pitch coming from Liberio. That one's eyeing outside, 1-2. Liberio once again going to try to make the River Riders chase. Leading this one. Galati, the most dangerous hitter probably for these River Rider team. That one's outside again, 2-2. Can't get in the chase. Deuces are wild for Carpellotti. Carpellotti will shake his head. Now gets a sign from Avery Collins. The 2-2. That one's hit high into the air. Jurak's going to run over. Now caught off by Will Brown. Brown will stand underneath. No, Jurak will actually keep it. So Jurak, playing third base for the first time since seventh grade, makes 2 plays in the first inning. The Flyboys sit the River Riders down 1-2-3 in the first. We head to the second inning. Flyboys look to get some insurance runs and add on to this lead. You're listening to the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If it could be Alzheimer's, talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Two nothing lead for the Fly Boys already here as we head to the top of the second inning, and Kian Saylor will step in. Leading off. Looking to continue the run. Again, this is the Fly Boys did last night. Got five runs in the bottom of the first inning against the Otterbots. Didn't score again. Already have two hits. That one's high, 1-0 from Callahan. Had seven hits in a row last night in the first inning, up in five runs, and then only got four hits for the rest of the game. 1-0. That one's hit in the air by Saylor. Running over underneath it at first base is McCoy. He's got room right at the dugout and makes the catch for out number one. Good play by Alex McCoy over there at first. He's a big body. Being there in time, had to get Coach Andre Buckley out of the way. Antoine Buckley out of the way. And just got him out of the way in time as Buck and Corey share a laugh, and here comes Will Brown. That pitch is in the dirt, Soto blocks it, and it's 1-0. Will Brown. Of course, from Florida A&M, you got to hear most of his interview. Of course, his game started a couple minutes early as that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Well, Brown batted 1-for-3 last night with a pair of strikeouts, but did have an RBI against the Otterbots as he looks at the pitch in there for a ball, 2-1. Brown batting 235 on the season, starting to get a little bit going. So that one finds the eye at Callahan. It's 2-2. Already three strikeouts for Callahan. So he gets set, the 2-2. That gets in there, strike three. That's the fourth strikeout of the night already for Callahan. And there are two away quickly in the top of the second as Shamar Dalton steps in. Dalton batting 211 so far this season. Did not play last night for the River for the Fly Boys. Does have a home run to his name as well at Kingsport. That one's high, 1-0. The right field fence here at Elizabethan is just 322 feet away. That's the shortest one the Fly Boys have seen this season. It's 331 at Pioneer Park. It's a 1-0, and that one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. 339 in the left field line, so a little bit longer than Pioneer Park. Has a higher fence as well. Center field, 399. That's a foot shorter than Pioneer Park's outfield. Center field, excuse me, as that ball gets through the legs of Soto, 2-1. The fence is a lot higher in the outfield as well than at Pioneer Park. It's a solid height. It's one of those old kind of metal walls. Have you seen the movie Major League at the old Cleveland Indians ballpark? Picture that. 2-1. Hit by Dalton, skied into the air, and it's going to hang for a while. And catching it will be Isaac Williams, and the Fly Boys go down 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning. So, nothing doing for the Fly Boys. They still hold a 2-0 lead. River Riders coming up to bat looking to cut into the Fly Boy advantage. We'll return with the bottom of the second inning right here for you on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping HTSA.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Two nothing lead for the Fly Boys here in Elizabethton on the River Riders. Glad you could join us here on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network for this broadcast. Jack Liberio Jr. has gone 1-2-3 to start off, but now we'll face Avery Owusu Asidu from SIU Edwardsville. The right fielder from SIU Edwardsville steps in to bat. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for Elizabethton. Comes Liberia, first pitch coming. That one swung and fouled off. Back to the backstop, 0-1. Owusu Asidu, originally born in England. Also lived in Canada before coming to the United States and playing at SIU Edwardsville for the Salukis this past season. The 0-1 in the dirt, and it's 1-1. So Asidu batting at 227, does have a home run. 12 home runs for the River Riders. Again, you got to think they've had a long homestand. That shallow right field probably helped a lot. This is the smallest ballpark that the Fly Boys have played in this season after playing in the large ballpark at Kingsport. That one's high at 2-1, and that's the first time Liberia has gotten behind a batter in this contest. It's coming. That one skied high. Moving underneath it will be Saborn Campbell, and Campbell will make the catch. And that's out number one in the second inning. Your starting lineup for the Fly Boys defensively. Catcher is Avery Collins. First baseman is Aiden Canada. Second base, Brock Daniels. Shortstop is Will Brown. Third base, Tom Jurak. And the outfield from left to right. Left field, Shamar Dalton. Center field, Saborn Campbell. Right field, Kian Saylor. Comes from 24, Harrison Rogers out of Colorado Mesa. He's batting 600 on the season so far. Looks at the first pitch strike, 0-1. Good start for him, one home run. The Mavericks had a heck of a season, hosting a regional in the NCAA Division II tournament. And now coming here and doing some work is Rogers. Hits that one on a line. That one's going to keep going, going, and it will be just foul as Will Taylor stopped to watch it, and the entire Fly Boy bullpen who's in the outfield pointed to notice that was foul. And Liberio can breathe a sigh of relief as it's now 0-2. That ball probably would have been out at Pioneer Park as well. Absolutely laced by Rogers, looking for his second home run of the season already. The 0-2 from Liberio in the dirt, 1-2. Ball was just one that just kind of hung up from Liberio, and Rogers did not miss and just pulled it by a couple of feet. The 1-2. That one's hit. Bat gets flipped by Rogers. That one's going to hang in the air. Will Taylor run over, make the catch. And there are two away here in the bottom of the second inning. Coming from Alex McCoy, the first baseman out of the University of Maryland Eastern. Bank 235 on the season. McCoy, a big body, 6'6", 258 pounds. Sounds in the dirt, 1-0 from Liberia. We're also rocking the stirrups today. You haven't seen that a lot from a lot of teams in the Appy League. Sam Roberts wears the high socks for the Fly Boys, but it's the first player I've seen with the stirrups. So that one is a dropped ball, and it's 2-0. Collins. McCoy appeared in 27 games last season. Stole 13 bases for the Shorehawks this past year, batting 294 and 68 at-bats. And was the MEAC Rookie of the Week. One time is a big cut and a miss, 2-1. Scored 4 runs against Longwood and Norfolk State this year, and also had 3 stolen bases in that same game against the Norfolk State Spartans. Of course, was named to the MEAC Baseball All-Tournament Team. So the sky's the limit for the freshman out of Baltimore. That one misses low, 3-1. Liberio in danger of issuing his first walk of the contest. Has one strikeout and allowed no hits, no base runners yet in this one. He's retired 5 straight to start the contest. But 3-1 count here in the bottom of the second inning to McCoy. McCoy swings, and this is nice movement on that pitch from Liberio. Liberio runs the count full and has a chance to get out of the inning. Here comes the payoff pitch from McCoy to McCoy from Liberio. And that's in the dirt, and that's a ball 4. That's the first base run of the day for the River Riders. And the first walk of the day comes with 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. Coming up, Zach Freeman up to bat, the center fielder. First to San Francisco, playing for the Dons. Then at 238 with a home run, 8 RBIs this season in San Fran. As that ball misses high, and it's 1-0. Time's going to get called. That ball hit Collins in the armpit. And Collins is holding his arm. And then he's going to nod off, say that he's good. Looks at trainer Maria Mueller in the dugout, but that ball reset. I love that ball just kind of nubbed him inside the armpit. Now, time called. Now, umpires are going to talk about the play. McCoy stayed at first base because time was called. The ball was just dribbling into the infield, and you figured McCoy would try to go on that one, but time was called kind of late, so trying to figure this out and see what the count is, and I'm going to say it is 1-0. McCoy was just kind of standing there. Maybe he thought it was fouled off. That's because it deflected off underneath the armpit and the padding of Avery Collins, but so maybe he thought it was just fouled off and just rolled in fair. That was a weird play here. 1-0, and Liberia is going to check at first, and that was dropped by Canada, but Canada is able to hold on to it, and McCoy stays at first. That's the only time the Fly Boys have recorded a pickoff this season was by Liberia against the Kingsport Axemen. No catcher has thrown out a runner on the base paths this season for the Fly Boys. Teams are averaging 4 steals a game against the Fly Boys this season. They have taken advantage. Throwing back to first is Liberia, and say 1-0. McCoy, like we said, 13 stolen bases, 81% success rate at UMES, Maryland Eastern Shore, this past season in his freshman year with the Shorehawks. The 1-0, McCoy's going to take off. That was going to get fouled off, however, by Freeman, and everybody's got to reset. It's 1-1. Zach Freeman. Had a pinch-hit walk-off single for the Dons, knocking off Fresno State back on March 9th. So it was solid for San Francisco, batting 250 this season now in the Appy League. The 1-1, that one's outside, 2-1, handled by Collins. That was probably more a pitch-out. Check on McCoy. Pardon me, that's going to be 1-2 now. They've changed the count. They're going to say that first pitch was a strike that hit Collins. So it's a 1-2 count. Liberia has a chance to get out of the inning, but he's going to throw back to McCoy, and McCoy's back in plenty of time. 6 stolen bases last night for the Otterbots. Had 4 in game one of the series. So 10 stolen bases for Danville last night. In the last two nights, excuse me. 1-2 outside, and the count runs two. 2-2, I believe. It's 2-2. 2-2 coming to Freeman. All right, first McCoy. Fly boys up 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-2 pitch from Liberio. That one's nubbed and fouled. Count remains at 2-2. That one got jammed by Freeman. Second time. Freeman's been jammed tonight on this at-bat. Liberio now up to already 31 pitches. 17 strikes. This has been a long outing for Liberia. You saw Kingsport take advantage of that, making the Flyboys reach their bullpen early. And I'm going to check on McCoy, and McCoy's back in safely. Two-two pitch coming. 2-2. Outside, now count runs 3-2. So the payoff pitch coming. McCoy's going to be running on this pitch. Regardless of what happens. His payoff pitch, McCoy takes off, but that one's fouled. Gets by Collins, and McCoy just kind of stopped. They're actually going to say a foul ball. No, they're going to say a hit by pitch. They're going to say it hit him. Yes, they're going to say it hit him. Okay. First you heard foul ball, then you heard hit by pitch, then you heard walk, but that is a hit by pitch. So McCoy has to stay at second, and then runs at first and second after the hit by pitch to Freeman. There's Pepe Soto, the catcher, stepping in. The runner's at first and second, and two away. Tuned down, 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning, two outs. Pitch to Soto, that one misses outside, 1-0. Iberia has gotten a little bit out of control on this one. Let me calm down. That was pitch number 34 of this outing, 18 strikes for him. The 1-0. That one's hit high into the air. Running over is going to be Taylor, but it's going to get out of play. Foul, 1-1. So this season, batting at 250 on the year for Elizabethton, the Rogers State player from Fallbrook, California. Bank 281 this season for the Cougars. That one's hit up the middle. Goes over to Brown at short. Brown's going to tag at second. For the first was not needed play, but he gets the easy out at second. Brown a little bit smiling. That's the first time he's played short this year. Alex Diaz gives him a thumbs up as the River Riders are kept off the scoreboard. We've played two. Flyboys up 2-0. We had top to third in the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
2-0 lead for the Fly Boys after two innings of play as they keep the River Riders off the board early in this one. Well, fans, whenever you're back at Pioneer Park, make sure you stop by the concession stand. Get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Hill hot dog. What goes better with baseball? It's hot dogs. And, of course, Elm Hill Hot Dogs are the official hot dog of the Greenfield Fly Boys. You can catch them on Friday as it's Fireworks Friday back at Pioneer Park against the John City Doughboys. That game starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, Margaritaville Night this Saturday, where there will be a Jimmy Buffett tribute band concert after the game on the field. So come out, stick as the Fly Boys get set for a six-game homestand. Check out all the information and buy tickets at flyboysbaseball.com. 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Will Taylor stepping in to lead off top of the third inning. First pitch is in the dirt, and it's for a ball. He struck out. Looking, did Taylor his last time up to bat. Pitch is high again. It's 2-0. Taylor batting 333 on the season. Taylor's a guy, if he can hit one in the outfield, will try for second. Probably third. 2-0 pitch. Allen's in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Still getting set as Callahan comes plateward. 2-1 pitch. That one just misses the edge of the strike zone, and it'll be a 3-1 count. Taylor will look to draw another walk. He has drawn a walk in every single game except one he's played in this season. The 3-1 in the dirt, and that is a 5-pitch walk to start the third inning, and Taylor is on base. Now, the last two times Taylor has been walked, he has been stranded at second and third. Stranded at second after a double play ball by Aiden Canaday last night, and then was stuck at third after a back-to-back strikeouts by Bo Ankeny and Aiden Canaday. Brock Daniels steps in. That's a ball in the dirt. Soto blocks that one, and Taylor will hold at first. Daniels recorded a single, stole second. Advanced to third off the wild throw by Soto, and then came in to score off of a wild pitch. So 1-0 coming from Callahan to Daniels. So 1-0 outside, 2-0. Got one if they're going to check on Taylor. Taylor, as we've mentioned, two-sport athlete at Clemson, plays football for the Tigers as well. Member of the kickoff return team, so you know he's got to be quick. Has four stolen bases this season for the Fly Boys. Has stolen third twice, a 2-0. In the dirt, Soto blocks that one out, 3-0, and Callahan in danger of issuing his third walk of the contest. Does have four strikeouts today, though. That was the Moorhead State Eagle. 3-0 pitch to Daniels. Daniels is going to swing it out. I'm going to say it was, gets by him. Soto can't find it. And Taylor gets the second. Thought that one was fouled off. So another ball gets by Soto, and it's a 3-1 count. Yeah, I thought Daniels fouled that one off, but it must have gone off the plate. And it's a 3-1 count, and Taylor is standing at 2nd base. 3-1 count coming to Daniels with Taylor at 2nd. Nobody out in the top 3rd inning. 2-0 lead for the Fly Boys. In the dirt, that's back-to-back walks. Shoot by Callahan, his 3rd of the game. There are 2 aboard, nobody out here in the top of the 3rd inning for Saborn Campbell. So Saborn Campbell steps in, batting 200. On the season so far, had a leadoff single, but hasn't reached since then, back in the first inning of last night's contest against Danville. Did score the winning run in extras back on Monday on a sack fly by Will Brown against Danville. 44th pitch of the outing coming from Callahan. That one's in the dirt. It's ball one. Just 20 strikes for Callahan. Off now 44 pitches for the River Riders. So there are some bodies milling around the Elizabethan bullpen. So that one's out there. It's 2-0. Bullpen now in the outfield at Elizabethan. The old bullpen's been turned into a little party deck, beer garden areas. Some nice lights hanging up, some nice chairs out there. So the bullpen all the way in the outfield, so it might take us a while to get the numbers if any pitching changes are made. 2-0 pitch coming to Campbell. In the dirt, so blocks it. Now 3-0, and Callahan in danger of issuing his third straight walk of the inning. This is how you saw Abel Medina for Bristol. He walked four of the first five batters and then hit another batter to give the Flyboys a 3-0 lead on Sunday, with Flyboys without hitting a single ball into the infield. They hit one ball in that entire time and went foul. So the 3-0 pitch in the dirt. Soto will find as it skips away. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Three straight walks and nobody out for Aiden Canaday. And this is not the guy you want to see if you're Callahan. Canaday today reached on a walk, came around the score as he's been dangerous, and now he is the pitching coach for the Elizabethan River Riders, John Chalupa, out to talk. Chalupa was the pitching coach at UVA Wise, so if you're a Tusculum fan, you're familiar with that school, okay, in the South Atlantic Conference. He pitched at Fairleigh Dickinson University and played for the Alpine Cowboys in the Pecos League out in the southwestern United States. Pecos League, a very historical league. There have been pitchers that have come from the reservation out in Taos and Pecos, Missouri, and New Mexico that have played very well years ago. Reservation ball is out there, one of the most beloved sports in Pecos and Taos, New Mexico. We were going out to Pecos, New Mexico, saw Pecos High School won the state championship, got to see a parade for them on a trip out to that area. The 1A state championship in New Mexico. But right now, bases are loaded for the Flyboys here in Elizabethton. And Aiden Canaday is up the bat. Three straight walks by Callahan. And that first pitch strike now, and Callahan must have gotten something taught to him from Coach Chalupa. It's 0-1. You hit one to the outfield, Will Taylor's going to score. If it's down for a hit, Brock Daniels has the speed to get there as well. Big swing and a miss. That goes off of Soto's glove. Another pass ball scores a run, and it is now 3-0. So Taylor takes advantage of a ball that gets by Soto. Soto has been struggling behind the plate. Couldn't find that one. Taylor scores, 3-0 lead now for the Flyboys here in the top of the third inning. 0-2 count to Canaday with runners at second and third. They are Campbell and Daniels. Canaday looks to send one to the outfield and possibly. That one's way outside. Soto had a dive to make that catch, and it's now 1-2. Soto wouldn't have caught that one. That's another run scored, and Campbell would be sitting 90 feet away. A 1-2 pitch coming to Canaday. Fires in the dirt now, 2-2. Well, at least now, if you're Callahan, you have somewhere to stick Canaday. But don't want to issue your fourth straight walk. It's going to be a little wild pitch by Callahan. That's the second of the day. The 2-2. That one's way high. It gets a lucky bounce off the backstop. Right back to Soto, and if it wouldn't have been for that bounce, Daniels would have walked in the score and made it a 4-0 game. That's the luckiest bounce of the day for the River Riders so far. And the count runs full on the Aiden Canaday. And still nobody out in the top of the third inning. 3-0 lead for the Flyboys after Taylor scores on the wild pitch. Payoff pitch coming to Kennedy. That finds the top of the strike zone. Kennedy doesn't like the call, but breaking ball freezes Kennedy. Fifth strikeout of the day for Callahan. That's huge. There's one away now in the top of the third inning. Comes Avery Collins. An RBI single his last time up. Reached second on an error. Only two hits, but already three runs for the Flyboys in this one. 3-0 top of the third. That pitch breaks inside. Good move by Callahan. It's 0-1. Callahan has nice movement. But some of these pitches have been off the plate and been moved a little too much. Soto hasn't been able to catch them. Time's going to get called by Collins, and everybody will reset. Collins getting up two hits, three runs, all of them earned, four walks, and five strikeouts so far in two and a third innings pitch. This is pitch number 55, dirt for a ball, 1-1. Just 24 strikes for Callahan, but he's taking advantage with five strikeouts on the few strikes he's been able to get so far today. The 1-1. That one misses away, and it's 2-1. Well, that one got the edge of strikes and did not. The 2-1 pitch, way high, 3-1. I'm interested to look. Sam Roberts is just chilling in the dugout right now. Probably will not pitch tonight unless it's an emergency. For me, that is Ryan Carr. Peyton Carr, excuse me. Peyton Carr standing there. He was kind of acting like a batter with Aiden Kennedy. I was wondering what he was doing there. I thought that was Sam Roberts at first. He was a pitcher, and that one misses away. That's a fifth walk of the contest for Callahan, the fourth of the inning. And the bases are loaded again for the Flyboys. There comes Tom Jurak up to bat for Flyboys. He struck out his last time up. Ground ball would get you two, and Collins not as quick as Campbell or Daniels. Neither is Jurak. There's a chance to get out of this one with one ground ball, but that ball's in the dirt. 1-0, 59 pitches, just 24 strikes for Callahan in this one. The 1-0, right down the middle, that's a strike, and it's 1-1. Drake's got power and would have had a home run at Kingsport if the Kingsport Park was the same size as this park in Elizabethan. As he fouls that one off, now it's 1-2. That ball hung in the air and it kept going. And at Pioneer Park or even at Bristol, and especially here, that would have been his first home run of the season, but was caught at the wall. 1-2 coming to Jurak. In the dirt, Soto loses it, and 2. So I had to push Jurak out of the way a little bit to find that one. It's 2-2. 2-2 pitch to Jurak. That one's hit to the outfield and it'll go out of play for a foul ball. 2-2. That one's straight. That one's gone. Jurak was a little bit late on that one. It's just straightened out. It's going at least to the Flyboys bullpen. The Flyboys bullpen all stood up. Excited to see that one. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Jurak hits that on the ground. Chance for a double play ball. Shortstop's going to throw the first. Only plays at first. That's a great throw. A great play by the shortstop. Peyton Basler. The run does score. But what a heck of a play by Peyton Basler. Throwing off his back foot across his body to get the out. Great play by the Charleston Southern Buccaneer. That was a tough play. That was the only play he had, and he made a heck of a throw. But it's productive as Tom Jurak brings in the run. It's a 4-0 lead. Keenan Saylor in. He looks at a ball from Callahan. 1-0. The clouds have rolled back in. There's a chance for some rain later tonight. Hopefully it holds off. Hopefully Teams can play at least five innings as that one's high 2-0. If the rain comes in before that time, then these two would have to play a doubleheader tomorrow. And if you're the Fly Boys, you don't want that. You want to come in, you're up 4-0. You want to go ahead, finish this thing out, get the win. The 2-0 pitch to Saylor. Big swing and a miss. Good pitch. McAllen just blows it right by him. 2-1. Saylor 0-1 so far tonight. A great play by Peyton Basler. Saylor high in the air, and it's going to get caught at the wall by Avery Owusu-Asidu. Almost a collision between him and Freeman. That's just a long out by Saylor. But the Flyboys take advantage, score a pair of runs in this one, and take a 4-0 lead. River Rogers look to answer. When we return to the bottom of the third inning, this is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Four nothing lead for the Flyboys. Would have been probably worse after a heck of a play by Peyton Basler. Gets Tom Jurak out at first base to get an out, but two runs are scored by the Flyboys in that inning. They double their lead to 4-0. Jack Liberio back out there. Has gone two innings, has walked one, struck out one, has hit one batter. No hits have been given up by
leading off, Warrior Riders. Second baseman, number 28, Ty Peters.
Comes Ty Peters to lead off for the River Riders. Played for the Liberty Flames last season. As Flames made a run. Double-A Regional takes a big swing and a miss at the first pitch from Liberio. Flames playing out the A-Sun Conference, getting ready to move up to the Conference USA in a couple of seasons. The 0-1. That one's high, 1-1. These clouds have rolled in pretty quickly as the wind's starting to pick up a bit. Hopefully, get you five innings in, especially for the Flyboys at this moment, up 4-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Two teams will play again tomorrow as that pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Burlington continues to roll in poor Bluefield. They continue to struggle. It's a 4-0 lead for the Sock Puppets in the top of the fifth inning up in Bluefield. Princeton Pulaski, meanwhile, tied at 2. The River Turtles still looking for their second win of the season. 1-2, that one's fouled off, just fouled by Peters. It's 1-2. Johnson City and Kingsport tied at 0 runs apiece. Johnson City looking to knock the Axemen from the lands of the unbeaten. On the fourth inning. And the Danville Autobots are up 4-2 on the Bristol State Liners in the top of the fourth. Bottom third here. Flyboys up 4-0. So that one misses low, 2-2. Liberia thought he got the strike zone, did not. Collins couldn't quite get a frame job to help him out there. 2-2 pitch coming from Liberia. Gets a sign from Avery Collins. Here's the pitch. Peters fouls that one off right in front of us. And it's 2-2. There is a net right in front of us, so should be safe. There's also a pole right in front. I'm kind of maneuvered around it, so should have brought my glove here. Should have done that at Kingsport and Bristol. I had a couple of foul balls come my way there. Hoffman freezes Peters, but it's just high, and it's a 3-2 count now from Liberia. Thought about swinging that one. That one was high out of the zone, and Peters was patient there. He'll call time there and get set. A 3-2 count, nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Flyboys up 4-0. Liberia's 44th pitch of the out and coming, and 24 strikes. Payoff pitch. Make that 25. First strikeout of the second strikeout of the contest for Liberia. And there's one away in the bottom of the third inning. Top of the order back up for the River Riders. Peyton Basler up the back, ground out to third, and Tom Jurak is the last time up. As Jurak, again, playing third base for the first time since seventh grade today. He's already recorded two outs. Basler made a heck of a defensive play that, man, hopefully that thing should be on SportsCenter. Allen gets into the strike zone. It's 0-1. That's just a heck of a play. Off his back foot in the air, throws it over just in time to get Tom Jurak. Jurek, if he was safe, that would have kept the bases low with just one out in the top of the third inning for the Flyboys. Instead, it got the second out of the inning. The 0-1 swings that ball to dirt. And it's 0-2. Liberia, this is what you see. Again, Coach Jermaine Curtis says that he's nicknamed the Bulldog. He wants to go right at him and get after these hitters and get out of the inning. I love that Bulldog mentality from Liberia. He looks to sit down Basler. The 0-2 is fouled off of Basler's foot. Counting his 0-2. Basler's also wearing the high socks. I know I mentioned about the stirrups on McCoy. Only seen the high sock look from the Flyboys from Sam Roberts, the submarine pitcher. Everybody else kind of wearing the pants long. Let's see some more stirrups out here in the Appy League. The 0-2. In the dirt, doesn't get Basler to chase. It's 1-2. Bodies are moving around from the Elizabeth and River Riders. I wonder if Callahan's coming back out for a fourth inning of work. No action yet for the Flyboys. Yeah, this is pitch number 47 for Liberia. As that one's hit to right field. Taylor's got the run for it. Taylor makes the catch on the run! What a catch by Taylor. Excuse me, that's Kean Saylor, pardon me, out in right field. Robs extra bases. What a play by Saylor. That's two outs. So good defensive plays, a defensive play by Basler, and then's returned in kind by the Flyboys to him. And there are two away for Isaac Williams. He struck out his last time up. First pitch, now it's high, and it's 1-0. Liberia looking to get out of this inning and give a 4-0 advantage for the Flyboys. That one's sky high. It's going to get out of play into the stands. And we'll go into the back concourse, 1-1. Solid crowd has come out here to Elizabethan. After, of course, it poured down rain about 4 o'clock. Team got the tarp on just in time and able to play. But, again, clouds rolling in right now. As that one's ripped to the outfield, going to hang up there. Saylor's going to call off Campbell, makes another catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. So, Kean Saylor makes some good defensive plays, and the defense holds for the Flyboys as they lead it 4-0 after 3 innings of play. See if the Flyboys can add to the lead and return. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me, and in return, it'll be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Trevor Callahan back out for another inning of work for the River Riders, and say he's had a rough outing would be kind of a mute point. Three innings pitched. He's only given up two hits, but four runs, all of them earned, the five walks to the five strikeouts, and a couple of wild pitches have scored runs. As a first pitch swing is Brown over to the third baseman. For the first is in time, and first pitch, Callahan gets the out of the fourth. So, Callahan, you got to like that if you're him, and especially if you're this River Riders staff. Don't have to go to the bullpen just yet for this one. So that ball was hit over toward Harrison Rogers, who makes the play, and Shamar Dalton will step in. Dalton 0 for 1 today. Looks at the first pitch high. Her ball flew out to left. A hard hit ball to the outfield. It's called by Isaac Williams. 1-0 coming from Callahan. That one's outside now. 2-0. Now it's pitch number 71. 31 strikes. Callahan. 2-0 pitch is fouled off and it'll go toward the Watauga River. Now play, 2-1. That hit something. It's a playground out there. I think that's what it is. There's some children chasing after the ball, I believe. So there are a couple of cars out there, too. So hopefully, didn't it there. It's 3-1. That's kind of a dangerous place to park. That was insanely loud. 3-1, right down the middle. Good pitch for Callahan. It's 3-2. There are some spots working at some ballparks where team buses would park kind of in that foul ball territory. After a couple would hit them, they'd go on and move. That one's way high, and Dalton will take the walk. Sixth walk of the game by Callahan. Dalton reach on a one-out walk, and that may be it, and that will be it for Trevor Callahan. He's going to go 75 pitches, 33 with just strikes, six walks. Give up three hits, three runs, all of them earned, five strikeouts, and he's still on the hook for Dalton. We'll get you info on the new River Rider hurler. When we return, this is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Four nothing lead for the Fly Boys here, top of the fourth inning, and new hurler coming in for the River Rodge. Before we talk about him, we'll talk about Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed's the official craft beer of the Greenville Fly Boys. 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Now pitching for the River Riders is number 16, Jess Miller. He's from Louisville, Kentucky. Play at Center College this past season. 2-3 record, 65 innings pitched, 6.51 ERA for the Colonels this season. 38 strikeouts, 21 walks, 54 runs, 47 of those were earned. As Trevor Callahan still on the hook for Dalton over at first after issuing his sixth walk of the game, going just three innings. bringing up third innings, excuse me, tonight for the River Riders. Miller, unfortunately, has struggled at times this year. He has a 33.38 ERA for the River Riders. Lights starting to come on here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. And it's gotten cloudy over here, but the rain looks like it's going to go just south of us. Knock on wood here in the press box. Hopefully we can get in at least five innings here. Here's Will Taylor as he looks at first pitch strike from Miller. It's 0-1. Taylor, 0-for-1 today, but reached on a walk. His last time up came around the score off the wild pitch by Callahan back in the third inning. That made a 3-0 ball game. Check on Dalton at first, and Dalton will slide in fine. Looking at the uniform out, looking now, the high socks are being worn by the center fielder, Zach Freeman. So we got two players with high socks and one with stirrups for the River Riders in this the park. That ball is a slow one, well away. Stays at 1-1. Peyton Basler playing short with the high socks and stirrups by Alex McCoy over at first. The 1-1, Dalton's going to take off. That one's going to get chopped right to the pitcher. Only throw is going to be at first. That's going to be there in time. Good awareness by Miller. Only play was the first. Productive out, though, for Taylor as it moves Dalton to second, and there are two away in the top of the fourth inning.
Miller had to wait next to beat as he jumped off the mound to grab it. Back at second, decided then to fire on to first for the out. Now Brock Daniels.
I'll bring up Brock Daniels, and if Brock Daniels gets one to the outfield, that would score Dalton. 1-for-1 with two runs scored already is Daniels. He walked his last time up and came around to score after Jurak's ground out. That was in the dirt. 1-0. Big time upset brewing right now in the Active League. Johnson City up 1-0 on undefeated Kingsport in top of the fifth. But there's plenty of baseball. You saw Johnson City last night at Elizabethton take a lead late and fall off a walk-off home run. 4-0 our score here in the top of the fourth inning. Daniels hits that one. That's going to drop. Dalton's going to round third. That is an RBI for Brock Daniels. And it's now a 5-0 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the fourth inning. That one sounded like a crack of thunder off the bat. Thought the bat may have splintered a bit, but it just kind of blooped in the center field. And Dalton uses his speed in the RBI single. Scores another 1-4. Fly Boys, and here comes Saborn Campbell. So that run goes to Callahan since that's Dalton scoring. As that first pitch hit by Campbell, that's a single with two outs, and the Fly Boys still cooking here in the fourth inning. Back-to-back hits allowed by Miller. And Aiden Canada has a chance to he can get a hit. 0-for-1 today. Did score a run, but struck out his last time up, did Canada. Canada, of course, we talked about the short distance to right field. If he can pull one, he's got the power to. This could blow this game wide open. It's coming from Miller. Canada looks at that one for a ball, 1-0. Miller's thrown just 6 pitches, and he's given up 2 hits. Again, the run is going to get issued to Callahan, so you can close the book. 3 at third innings. Gives up 2 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 6 walks to 5 strikeouts. Fouling finds the edge of the strike zone, isn't there, 1-1. Starting to turn to a pretty nice night. The sun's trying to peek out. Again, we're watching those clouds over in the distance, and you can see some rain on the mountaintops, but hopefully it's going to miss us. Get at least 5 innings in this one, especially if Flyboy's up 5-0. That one moves back inside of the strike zone. Good movement on that pitch, and Miller has a chance to get a strikeout. It's 1-2 and end the inning. One run scored by Shamar Dalton off the RBI single by Brock Daniels. 5-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Soto, 2-2. And they will step in, looking to pull away for the fly boys. Remember, they scored 5 runs in the first last night, but fell 12-5, giving up 11 unanswered to the Otterbites. Runner's going to take off, but it doesn't matter as Canaday strikes out. First strikeout of the game for Miller, but another run comes across thanks to Brock Daniels' RBI single. The Fly Boys have a bottom of the fourth inning. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more, Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Five nothing lead for the Fly Boys after Brock Daniels' RBI single scores Shamar Dalton. As Liberio out there for another inning of work. In 3 innings pitched, has given up no hits, no runs. Walked 1, struck out 2, has hit 1 batter. It's the Bulldog, he's called, has been going right at these batters. I'll bring up Owen Carpellotti, the leadoff, as the power hitter steps in. As we get something going for the River Riders, this team down 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And he hits that one right to center field. Campbell can't get there to Riders. It comes off of 1 swing of the bat from Carpellotti. There's a runner on with nobody out for Elizabethton to start the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch hacked by Carpellotti, and that brings up now the right fielder, Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Owusu-Asiedu steps in. Batting 0-for-1 today. He looks at that first pitch swinging, and it's 0-1. He flew out to Campbell his last time up. First hit given up by the Fly Boys today for about the first is not in time on Carpellotti. I like that, especially after the last night. The Fly Boys gave up 14 hits and 12 runs to the Danville Otterbots. The 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by Collins. That holds the runner at first. It's 1-1. Fly Boys have blown 2 leads this season. Blew a 4-run lead against the Kingsport Axemen in the 8th inning on opening night, and then blew a 5-1 lead after the first inning last night against Danville. They're 5-0 in this one, the 1-1. That one's fouled off right behind us. It's 1-2. Johnson City and Kingsport in a battle. 2-1, top of the 6th inning. Johnson City looking to knock Axemen off the ranks of the unbeaten. Burlington, meanwhile, they're still undefeated. They're up 4-1 in the top of the 6th on Bluefield. A 1-2. That one was a nice pitch. A slow one. Throws Owusu-Asiedu, and That's the second strikeout of the contest. Third strikeout of the contest for Liberio, and has one away in the top, bottom of the fourth inning. That means Harrison Rogers, 0 for 1 today. As he flew out to Kian Saylor, that was a nice play by Saylor on the run. Smalling gets in there, breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. Liberio pitch number 58 just now, 36 strikes. He's starting to get into a little bit of a groove now with the Fly Boys. He'll check on the runner first. Car flies back in there fine. Smithman just won it in this one. That came by Carpellotti to start this fourth inning. The 0-1. That one just misses, and it just missed on that one. The Liberio, and it's 1-1. Hear the hum of the lights here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Sun starting to set. Clouds 1-1. That one's hit up the middle. That's going to get down on a laser shot by Rogers. That's two hits in the inning now, and the River Riders have something going here. We have one away and two runners on in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's a River High team that can score and score at will, and don't want to get them hot if you're the Fly Boys. That brings up Alex McCoy. McCoy drew a walk his last time up and got the second but was stranded there. That first pitch chopped over to Jurak. Jurak's going to throw a second. That one's high off the bag. Was Daniels. Can't get down in time. That throw was high. That's going to be an error by Jurak. The base is low of one out. Jurak, of course, you got to remember, his first time playing third in a while. And his throw to Daniels was just too high. Daniels couldn't get his foot down the bag in time. And the error by Jurak has the bases loaded. Freeman. For Zach Freeman. E5 charge to Jurak. His first error of the night for the Fly Boys. The next swing by Freeman, and it's on one. Freeman was hit by a pitch his last time up. He does that here. That'd be the first run of the game for the River Riders. This is a dangerous offense, so. No lead's really safe, despite having a 5-0 lead. And, again, the Fly Boys had a 5-1 lead last night and lost. 0-1 gets by the wicket to Collins. That's a wild pitch. Coming on the score is Carpellotti, and it's 5-1. So the River Riders score their first run of the night. Cut the lead to 5-1. That's the third wild pitch or pass ball we've seen score a run combined today. Everybody moves up 90 feet as well on the base pass. Now runs at second and third with just one out for Freeman. 1-1. That one's blocked by Collins, and it's 2-1. There's a body standing up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys, but nobody warming up yet. 2-1 coming from Liberio. Lead now cut to 5-1. That one's hit on a drive by Freeman out to Saylor, and it's going to be caught by Saborn Campbell. A run's going to score off the sack fly, and it's now a 5-1. The sack fly, it moves McCoy over the third. That's the second run of the inning scored by the River Riders, and that's what you gotta do. Just crawl back. You saw the Otterbots do that. They scored runs in three straight innings. One run in the fourth, two runs in the fifth, and three in the sixth to take a lead, and they never looked back last night. Greenville hoping to shut that down here, two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Four. Pepe Soto fouls that one off, 0-1. Soto 0 for 1 today. for Elizabethton. This team trails 5-2 for scoring a pair of runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now more bodies moving around for the Greenville Flyboys in the bullpen. As that was in the dirt, blocked by Collins, and it's 1-1. Catcher's been a struggle for this year for the Flyboys. They haven't had a single catcher gun out a runner. This season, the only runner caught stealing was by the pitcher, Jack Liberio, on a pickoff move back at Kingsport. 1-1. That one's going to hit Soto. That's the second hit batter of the contest for Liberio. And there are runners at the corners now with Ty Peters at the bat. So runners at the corners with two away. Peters will get set. Struck out his last time up, and if you're Liberio, you need a strikeout here to get out of this jam. The first pitch, Peters swings and misses that one. It's 0-1. Liberio is pitch number 69, 42 strikes. All in this inning, one walk, three strikeouts, and two hit batters in this contest for Liberio. That one's high, 1-1. Peters hits one to the outfield. That would score one and possibly two and make it a one-run ball game. He could tie it up with one swing of the bat. Good Peters, the 1-1. That one just misses outside and away, 2-1. Peters steps in looking to keep this momentum going for Elizabethton. In the bottom of the fourth inning, down 5-2, scoring two runs. That one's outside away, and now it's 3-1. Liberia loses some control here. In danger of issuing his second walk. At the top of the order, Peyton Basler is up on deck if it reaches him. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Liberia. That one's high and away, another walk. And the River Riders have the bases loaded with two outs here in the top of the bottom of the fourth inning, excuse me. Peyton Basler up, and now pitching coach Andy Collins is going to come talk to Andy Collins talking. Gorgeous son Avery is the catcher. We get some more time for the thrower warming up in the bullpen for Flyboys. Can't quite tell who it is from this distance. His bullpen's out in the outfield, and we're on the other end of the press box here. Elizabethton, closer to home plate. Here's Peyton Basler. He's 0 for 2 today. Flew out to Kean Saylor his last time up, and that's going to call time and reset to start off as that bat. Bases loaded, two away after the River Riders have scored two runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And if Basler hits one deep enough, that could tie it up. Swing of the bat with a home run, or take a lead with one swing of the bat and a grand slam. Reaches for that one, going to hang in the air. Campbell's going to charge. Now Saylor calls him off, makes the catch, and gets out of the jam. But the River Riders score two and have cut the lead to just three runs. We head to the fifth inning. Flyboys look to do what they couldn't do last night and get some more insurance runs. They lead at 5-2 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more, Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Flyboys lead cut down to 5-2 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. And fans buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. Swan McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. A team of experienced agents will guide you every step of the real estate transaction and take care of every detail. There's no need to stress, so why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So, the Fly Boys looking to add some insurance runs. They scored 5 runs last night, and they've scored 5 runs for 4 innings, looking to add some insurance, as 2 runs have been answered by the River Riders. Avery Collins steps in. That first pitch from Jess Miller is outside, and Miller has to wipe his shirt off. Might be some moisture due to it's been a wet day here in Elizabethton as Collins reached for that one, golfs that one off back to the playground behind the third base dugout. It's 1-1. Here's 1-1 pitch. That one misses outside. 2-1. Collins is 1-for-1 today with an RBI single his last time up. A 2-1 pitch. That one, nice moving on a pitch by Miller. It freezes Collins, and it's now 2-2.
Looks really good.
That was a very good pitch from Miller to find the bottom of the strike zone. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and Miller starts off atop the fifth inning with his second strikeout of the contest. And there's one away in the top of the fifth. He's a Tom Jurak. Jurak was out on a heck of a double, on a heck of a play, excuse me, by Peyton Basler at short. That saved an infield single. It was out in there 0-1. That also made it 2 outs to 4-0 and could have made it 1 out with the bases loaded. The 0-1. That one was low. Fall, that one just missed, but nope, good frame job by the catcher. Pepe Soto, and now it's 0-2, and Miller working quickly here, trying to blow it right by these Fly Boys batter. The 0-2, that one's high, just misses high, 1-2, and Miller kind of shakes his head there. He thought he got the strikeout, and honestly, I thought he did too, but just slightly missed out and away, 1-2. 1-2 to Jurak. Jurak hits that one on the line over to Basler. Basler's going to throw it the first in time for the second straight at bat. Jurak falls victim to Peyton Basler, and it's quickly 2 away in the fifth inning. Gene Saylor steps up the bat. Well, this is what you don't want for the Fly Boys. The Fly Boys last night got those 5 runs, and at one point had 7 straight batters retired. They've had 3 straight retired in this one. And they had 16 straight retired against Bristol earlier this season, and that first pitch Saylor misses. It's 1-0. Saylor is 0-for-2 today. Put down foul territory. Nice catch by McCray as he swings at one that kind of jams him up a bit and fouls it off 1-1. There's a dark cloud way out over the mountains that has some rain in it, but luckily it looks like it's going to miss us. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Nice move by Miller, and Miller has a chance to make it a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the fifth. 5-2 lead for the Fly Boys. The 1-2, that one's well away. Saylor holds off on it, and it's 2-2.
You can tell it is raining south of here, south and east of here. I mean, way beyond.
You can see the rain in the mountains, and right now, if we can complete this next inning, that's a completed game, and be good to go. As that one's hit on a line and gets by the second baseman's glove to the outfield, and that's a 2-out single by Saylor. That was a Tough bounce for Peters, and it goes over his glove. Would have been a nice stop, but it gets to the outfield. That's the fifth hit of the day for the Flyboys. First by Saylor, and that stops the streak of three batters in a row retired, and Will Brown will step up. Will Brown 0 for 2 today, struck out, and also ground out to third. Ground out to third in the first pitch of the fourth inning. That pitch misses out wide, 1-0. Brown getting his first start of the season at shortstop. Jurak's playing third base. We've seen Jurak, he committed an error earlier this game. That got the bases loaded for the River Riders. The 1-0. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Nub going to hang up there. It's going to drop. Going to go in the third. No one's covering second, but Brown holds up at first. That's another back-to-back two-out singles. And runners are at the corners. That one was just kind of nubbed into no man's land. Went between three River Rider hitters, defenders, and Saylor kept running, got the third. And if it wasn't for the awareness of Basler to run back towards second, it could have been a runner at second base if Brown would have kept on it, but he holds off. And now Shamar Dalton has a chance to bring home another run. 0 for 1 today, but has a run scored and drew a walk. Looks at that first pitch strike on the corner, 0-1. On walk, came around the score back in the fourth inning. Also flew out to left back in the second. The 0-1. Allen's in there for a strike, 0-2, and Miller looking to get out of this jam and keep it a three-run game. Dalton. Does have a home run this year, and it went over the right field fence at Kingsport. And if he pulls one here, he could definitely hit one deep for the Flyboys. Here's the 0-2. That one's hit by Dalton. Going to hang in the air. Going to be a tough run for the outfielder. He's going to get down the wall. One run is in. Rounding third's Will Brown. The throw to the plate is on the line. A tag is made. What a throw. The relay throw from Peyton Basler takes one run away. Another great defensive play by Basler, but the Flyboys do score one. And that's what you need if you're the Flyboys to add some more insurance. They take a 6-2 lead on the River Riders. But a heck of a play by Basler makes it just one run. And it's 6-2. Heading the turn. This is the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Caswell Smith will now make an appearance for the Flyboys. Pitch from the College of Charleston replaces Jack Liberio Jr. Closed the book on Liberio as he goes. Four innings, gives up two hits, two runs, both were earned. Walked the pair, three strikeouts, and two hit batters. Caswell Smith making an appearance out of the bullpen as ERA of zero right now. Has done well, College of Charleston and for the Fly Boys this season. 6-2 lead for the Fly Boys after Shamar Dalton gets an RBI single, but a great play again by Peyton Basler. Guns another runner at home, Will Brown. Makes it 6-2 as leading off will be Isaac Williams for the River Riders. Pitch from Caswell Smith, hit on the ground over to Daniels at second. Daniels going to make the throw to first in time. First pitch swinging. First pitch out for Caswell Smith, and there is one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Owen Carpellotti. A single, the first hit of the game for the River Riders at the time, and then came around to score. He is batting 476 now, but it takes a big swing and a miss on a pitch from Smith, and it's 0-1. Smith will get set again. Here's the 0-1. That one's in the dirt, gets him to chase, though, and it's now quickly 0-2. Smith working quickly, so going the Jack Liberio method of going quick and getting strikes here. Coach Andy Collins loves that. The 0-2, that one just misses in the, away from the strike zone. Collins tried to frame it, couldn't quite get it, and it's 1-2. Good take by Carpellotti. Trying to be patient. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He chases that one, and that's the first strike out of the game by Smith. And there are two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Avery Owusu-Asidu will now step in for the River Riders. Sayadu, 0-2 with a strikeout today. He strikes out a lot, but man, when he connects, he's got the power as that one just misses low. 1-0 from Smith. That one was flying. 1-0. That one's outside. 2-0. Owusu-Asidu, like we mentioned, was from Canada. Played at SIU Edwardsville. One with the Cougars. 2-0. That one's chopped over to Jurak. Jurak's going to have to run up. Going to make the throw. And that one is not in time. Actually, it is. That's a close play. Jurak was able to charge that one and makes a heck of a throw. And Jurak, playing third base for the first time this season, has made a couple of good plays, including that one to end the fifth inning, a 1-2-3 inning for the River Riders. Well, after five, the Fly Boys are up 5-2. We head to the top of the sixth inning. It's the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Six-two lead for the Fly Boys heading to the top of the sixth inning after Tom Jurak makes a heck of a play at third. Fooled me. Was able to get the runner out, so Jurak's had a great day of at third after the error. He's recovered. He's done well. Played there for the first time since about 7th or 8th grade. Talking with him pregame. Here comes Will Taylor to lead off the 6th inning as that one finds the edge of the strike zone for a strike. 0-1 from Jess Miller. Taylor 0-2, a run scored, drew a walk, and also struck out earlier today. That one misses, and it's 1-1. That dark cloud with the rain over it looks like it's moving away. And again, we've played 5 innings. This is an official ball game as that one misses high, 2-1. So, sun's starting to set, and there's some pink clouds making a gorgeous skyline behind us. With the mountains and the river in the background. This is a beautiful ballpark here in Elizabethan, older ballpark, Northeast Community Credit Union ballpark. It's made some upgrades in the recent years, and looking to continue those renovations as that one is chopped. Will be fair over the third base for the first is in time. Great play by Rogers on a ball that just stayed fair. And he throws out Taylor at first, and there's one away in the sixth inning. Brings up Brock Daniels, and Daniels had a heck of a day. 2-for-2, 2 runs scored, an RBI. An RBI single his last time up. He's been on base every single time he's been up to bat. Looks at the ball now, 1-0. Had 5 RBIs against the Bristol State Liners on Sunday. Daniels has been phenomenal hitter so far, batting 357 on the year. As he looks at a strike low in the zone, gets in there, 1-1. Daniels is the guy that plays with his heart on his sleeve. Has a lot of emotions out there. You'll have to see that. He plays hard. That one's in the dirt, 2-1. Transferring from Oklahoma University to Missouri University, kind of his hometown university. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. Got to talk with him earlier in the week, and he wants to mow his game after Albert Pujols, but loves the power hitters like Bryce Harper. The 2-1. That one's it up the middle, and it'll go under the legs of Jess Miller, and that's another single. Third hit of the day for Brock Daniels with one away in the sixth. That's the fifth hit given up by Miller. Daniels 3-for-3 today and has scored twice. Looking to score his third run of the game, and Saborn Campbell looking to bring him home. 1-for-2 today, but drew a walk and also struck out. Singled his last time up, but was stuck at first. That ball gets by Soto. Daniels was taking the lead. Now Daniels will walk into second. He had already started to run back, tripped a bit, and then comes in. And everybody in the dugout starting to laugh at him a little bit as Daniels kind of shakes his head as he gets to second. It's another ball that gets by Soto. That's the fourth of the day. The fourth day total, third of the day, that's gotten by Soto. One got by Avery Collins to score one run for the River Riders. So the 1-0 of one out, 6-2 lead for the Fly Boys. Run at second to Daniels as that ball has missed the Campbell, 2-0. Born Campbell, big body, playing at Stanford University and is pretty well for the trees this year. Looking to continue that. Ian Greenville, 2-0. That gets in the strike zone, is now 2-1. Miller has earned 41 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. As Lee Baker Cox is warming up in the bullpen for Elizabethan. 2-1. Campbell hits that one high in there. It's going to hang up in right field. And the catch will be made by Osiadu and gets a great throw in to hold Daniels at second in the top of the sixth. That's a great throw by Owusu Osiadu. And it holds the speedy Daniels at second. Here's Aiden Kennedy. That one was hit way high, not quite as short of a distance as the one Will Brown hit that Campbell scored on against Danville earlier in the week, but that was a great throw. Hold Daniels in at second. Here comes Aiden Kennedy. Okay, looks at that pitch for there for a ball. Kennedy 0 for 2 today, but did reach on a walk and scored a run. But does have two strikeouts today. Recorded a hit so far for Fly Boys. Pro back to second is almost in time. That was a great move by Miller. And, man, you got Peyton Basler has made a pair of great defensive plays already today. One saved the run and one got an extra out that the River Riders desperately needed. And without those, it could probably be an 8-2 ball game. Now Basler's defensive plays. That one's hit up the middle, right to Basler. Basler will handle it. Throw the first is in time. A long throw is caught by McCoy. And that ends the inning. So Brock Daniels gets a single, gets the second, but is stuck there. Fly Boys still lead 6-2. We get to the bottom of the sixth inning here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Six-two, our score. Fly Boys leading it over the Elizabethan River Riders in their first meeting of the season. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, Pulaski up 5-2 on the Princeton Whistle Pigs in the top of the fifth inning. Burlington rolling over Bluefield up 7-1. Those two teams on opposite ends of the spectrum in the East Division. Burlington undefeated 6-0. Bluefield 0-6. Johnson City looking to knock Kingsport off of the ranks of unbeaten as they're up 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Bristol State Liners found some offense. They have come from behind to take a 6-4 lead on the Danville Otterbites in the top of the seventh inning as the young season here in the Appy League. This is just game number 7 of 58 total at least. You want to play game 59 because game 59 is the Appy League championship game will be hosted by the East Division this season. Also have the All-Star Game in Burlington, North Carolina, the home of the Sock Puppets at the end of July. We're a long ways away from that here in the young season as Greenville looks to stop Elizabethan's three-game winning streak. First pitch from Smith to 24. Rogers is fouled. It's 0-1. Rogers had some good plays at third base tonight. The 0-1, that one gets in there for a strike. Nice movement on that one from Smith. It's 0-2. Smith does have one strikeout already in one inning of work. Of course, you want the bullpen to be much better for the Fly Boys as they gave up a lot of runs last night. That one just misses the way, and it's 1-2. Fly Boys bullpen last night gave up 10 of the 12 runs scored by the Otterbots. Right, 4 innings of work. The 1-2. That one's hit on a line, but will go foul. Out of play. That went flying as well behind him. Rogers earlier in the game had a ball where he was hit, where he just kind of slung the bat down as well. Not like a flip, like a bat flip where he was admiring it. He just slung it down, looking to take off. So the 1-2 pitch coming from Smith to Rogers. Outside, Collins drops it, but no damage will be done as there are no runners on, 2-2. These two teams will meet again tomorrow at 7 o'clock back here in Elizabethton, and then my boys are back at home for the start of a six-game homestand. Six home games in about 7 days. 2-2. That one's fouled, and that one's flung the bat again. This Rogers down the first baseline. He is flinging the bat every time he hits it. Need some grip, need some stick 'em from the 80s, you know. when I was outlawed in the NFL. He's thrown it the third, thrown it behind them, thrown it down the first. I've seen a ball before in a game between Wofford and Gardner-Webb in the rain where a bat was slung and ended up on top of the dugout at Gardner-Webb University's Johnson Field. That was in pouring down rain. The 2-2. That one's fouled off. Rogers holds on to the bat there, and count stays at 2-2. Seen one in the CPL as well. Gastonia Grizzlies had a batter, had two batters in a row, slung his bat on top of this team's dugout. It's the Forest City Owls. Maybe need to get some more pine tar. That bat looks very shiny here, as that one almost hits him in the feet, and it's 3-2. Gets out of the way, and the count runs full to Rogers. The bat is glistening, so it looks like it might be a brand new bat for Rogers, and looks like it has no grip whatsoever on it. Payoff pitch hangs at that one, hangs in the air. Cranborough's going to hang up underneath it in center field and catches it for the first out of the inning. Anomaly, and that was hit well, but just hung up too long and didn't go far enough. That was the first baseman, Alex McCoy. Drew a walk. And then reached on an error by Brock Daniels his last time up. So he's reached safely both times. He looks at first pitch 1-0. McCoy, a big body out of the Maryland Eastern Shore. Also has some speed. But was stranded at third was McCoy in the fourth inning. The 1-0. Good pitch by Smith. Gets in there for a strike. This game could be 8-2 if it was for a couple of defensive plays by Peyton Basler. Sells at 6-2 right now as that one's nuzzled at the end of the bat over to Kennedy. Kennedy going to flip to Smith. Smith is there in time. And a great play by Smith to get over there. And there are two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Stepping in now will be Zach Freeman. Freeman had a sack fly that scored the first run of the game. Freeman looks to get something going as he hasn't recorded a single at bat today. He's also hit by a pitch, so we get his first hit of the day. The 1-0. That was fouled off 1-1. Starting to have a pretty nice night. Again, the clouds still threatening, but it looks like it's not raining anywhere near us. Now, I could be standing correct. The weather's always weird in East Tennessee as that one finds the bottom of the strike zone 1-2. Said the weather in East Tennessee, if you don't like it, just wait about 90 minutes, it'll change in a heartbeat. It was very warm this afternoon. Now it feels rather pleasant out here after the rain's come through. The 1-2. Son, he's fired up, gets a strikeout. It's a 1-2-3 inning to end the sixth inning. We played six here, two-thirds of the way home. Fly Boys look to add some insurance runs. They're up 6-2 as we head to the top of the seventh inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Well, he can close the book on Jess Miller for the River Riders. He goes 2 2/3 innings with 6 hits, 1 run. It was earned and strikes out a pair. But the Flyboys lead it 6-2 in the top of the seven. That will bring up Baker Cox from Spartanburg Methodist College, junior college out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. From Columbia, went to AC Flora High School, one of the top baseball powerhouses in the middle of the state of South Carolina, transferred from Charleston Southern University. Cox has a 3-2 record last season for the Pioneers, 3 saves, 37 and a third innings pitched, 27 runs, 22 earned, 44 strikeouts to 16 walks, and a 5.30 ERA for the Pioneers this season. Pioneers are a very good program. They're in a tough region, though. Florence, Darlington Tech, USC Salcahatchie, and with now Gaston College. That's a tough, tough region in Region 10 of the NJCCA. The entire dugout for the Fly Boys just got high. There was a hot dog eating contest, and the entire dugout went insane for the Fly Boys off the winner of the hot dogging contest. So that was a lot of fun. His first pitch by Collins is hit towards second. That's going to be a tough play. Throw the first is not in time. Just scooped up by McCoy. Finally didn't get off his glove. That's a heck of a play now by the second baseman, Ty Peters. So that middle infield of the River Riders has been phenomenal tonight. After Peyton Basler's made some good plays. Collins grounds out to second, and here comes Tom Jurak. He makes their first pitch, and that's in there for a strike. He is grounded out to Basler twice tonight. On one, a heck of a play by Basler thrown across his body before Jurak could reach. He also has a strikeout in this game, the 0-1. Right down the middle, 0-2. Jurak playing third base, first time in seventh grade, has made four outs, does have an error, however. Made a nice throw over the first base in the fifth inning. The 0-2, Jurak stays alive by fouling that one off to the backstop. Baker Cox, again, you talk about AC Flora, that's one of those top high school programs in the state of South Carolina, right in the middle of the state in Columbia. Some recruits from those South Carolina College World Series championship teams came from there, as that's a swing and a miss, and Baker Cox is first strikeout of the night, and there are two away quickly in the top of the seventh. That brings up Ken Saylor now for the bat. So I got a single his last time up, but was stranded at third. Looks at the first pitch, strike 0-1. That is the sixth pitch for Cox, and all six have been strikes. He's been working quickly here. The 0-1. I ain't going to miss. 0-2, and Cox looking for his second strikeout of the frame. Because it looked well on the mound for the River Riders. The 0-2 gets in there for a strike three. And so it takes just eight pitches for Baker Cox to get out of the inning. He gets a pair of strikeouts. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Fly Boys. Heading to the bottom seventh. It's stretch time in Elizabethton. As Fly Boys lead it 6-2. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, this is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Six-two lead for the Fly Boys. Caswell Smith goes back out there for another inning of work. As you've seen, the bullpen has been solid for the Fly Boys so far in just one inning of course. Might be 2 innings by Smith. Kept the River Riders off the board, and that's what you need to do if you're the Fly Boys after last night blowing a 5-1 lead. Up 6-2, heading in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Pepe Soto up to bat for Elizabethton. Here's the first pitch from Smith. Finds the corner of the strike zone, and it's 0-1. Nine outs left for the River Riders to score at least 4 runs. The 0-1 also finds the corner of the strike zone. Soto does not like that call. It's 0-2. It's been consistent, though, finding the corner and getting called tonight by our umpire crew. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Smith. Way up high. Collins jumps up and grabs it, and it's now 1-2. Smith may be going this one for a while. There's not really a whole lot of bodies moving around for the Flyboys out in their pen. See how long Smith is out there for. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Smith throws it right by him. That's his third strikeout of the contest, and that starts the bottom of the seventh inning, one away. Here comes Ty Peters, who had a nice defensive play to start the top of the seventh inning. As it's just been that type of day for Collins, as was an arrow and one for a strike. Peters today 0-1, did reach on a walk, but also has a strikeout. The 0-1. That one just misses low. Collins can't get a frame on it, and it's 1-1. So it looks like it's gone completely behind the clouds here at Elizabethton, the 1-1. That one's blown away, 2-1. Rain looking like it's going to hold off for now, as moved by and hopefully holds off for the next couple of innings. 2-1. Can't find the edge just there, but just missed outside. Now it's 3-1 and danger of his first walk. The 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Actually, it was fouled off and gets the Collins glove, and that count runs full from Caswell Smith. A payoff pitch from Smith. That's low and away. That's going to be a walk. Can't get Peters to chase. That's a one-out walk for the River Riders. He's running at first with one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes Peyton Basler. He's made some heck of a plays from defensively, but offensively, he's 0 for 3 tonight. Middle of the order is coming up for the River Riders, and if Basler can get on with just one out, that could help out River Riders for sure. But he's a big swing and a miss the first pitch he sees, 0-1. Caswell Smith, 2 1/3 innings, 3 strikeouts. This is pitch number 36 coming for him, 22 strikes. The 0-1 from Smith is high outside, 1-1. These two teams will meet again tomorrow at 7 o'clock right back here in Elizabethton. Pre-game show starting at 6:45 p.m. on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Hope you can join us for another game of Appy League action, as all 58 games will be here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, as that pitch gets down the middle for a strike, 1-2. Smith now taking his time. He is called off some pitches away from Collins, and I believe that's kind of throwing off Basler a little bit. Smith will get set, and he comes quickly now. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Collins, but taking off and running the second, and getting there is Peters. Collins just able to block it before it got to the backstop, but Peters will take that base for sure, and now he's running at second with one away for Peyton Basler. One out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Greenville up 6-2. A little bit less on your plate. Here's the 2-2 pitch in the dirt. That gets by Collins. Collins going for the third. No, he won't. And now moving up 90 more feet in the third as Peters will walk in and now Smith. And skipped a pair of back-to-back pitches. Now it's a full count. Collins struggling a little bit now. The payoff pitch coming from Smith. We'll run at third now after a pair of pass balls. 3-2. That one's low, and that's another walk issued by Smith. First and third with this one out for the River Riders here in the seventh. Here comes Isaac Williams. He's 0-3 with a strikeout tonight. As now he's starting to see some action in the Flyboy bullpen out in right field. Riders have just two hits, but if they can get a sack fly, that would bring in another run, cut the lead in half. First pitch from Smith finds the edge of the strike zone, and it's 0-1. One pitch coming from Smith, looking after back-to-back walks. After getting a strikeout to start the seventh inning, he's going to do a move of the first, won't throw it, and walking back is Basler. 0-1 pitch coming from Smith. Here it is, and that one's fouled off on a ricochet. That stays in the park, and it's 0-2 to Williams. Saw a little crowd here. Again, the rain didn't keep off a decent crowd from Elizabethton coming out to enjoy the game. Looking for some more offense, down by four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 0-2 from Smith. Hit off the edge of the bat. Saylor's going to have to run up. He can't get it in time. A run's going to score off an RBI single, and the lead is now cut in half. Elizabethton trails it 6-3. The bottom of the seventh inning after the one-out RBI single by Isaac Williams. And we'll see if that's going to be a pitching change. That's going to be it for Caswell Smith, and it looks like that's going to be it for Smith. You can't close the book on him. He's responsible for his two runners still on the base pass, but so far he is gone. 2 1/3, giving up one hit, two walks, three strikeouts, and for the moment, just one run. We'll tell you about the new Flyboy Hurler when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Flyboys up 6-3, and Nate Kaiser will come in, the pitcher from U.S. South Carolina native. Needed just 16 pitches his last appearance to get out two innings against the Bristol State Liners. But right now, he's not been done any favors by Caswell Smith. Runners at first and second, and a three-run lead now just for the Flyboys as they to
runners
Looking to shut down the River Riders. They've gotten some runs, cutting this lead in half. 6-3 in the seventh inning. Kaiser looked very good in his first appearance against Bristol. But, unfortunately, you have Carr Pilotti stepping in for the River Riders. Owen Carr Pilotti had a single and came around to score earlier in this contest and had a three-run homer last night to walk it off against Johnson City, and if he hits one here, the game's going to be tied. That's the first batter Kaiser will face. Again, you can't close the book on Smith. He's responsible for runners at first and second. First pitch from Kaiser. Big swing and a miss. That's a nice moving pitch by Kaiser. And it's 0-1. Carr Pilotti is trying to hammer that one over the right field wall and tie this game up. 6-3 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the seventh inning after one run scored, and Kaiser's going to reset, stepping off the mound. Everybody's deep for the Fly Boys. Brock Daniels is standing in the outfield, basically up the middle, as that one's hit by Carr Pilotti off the edge of the bat. Running back's Brown going to make the easy catch, and there are two away here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now coming up is Avery Owusu-Asidu will come up the bat with two away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Owusu-Asidu, 0-for-3 today with a strikeout. As Kaiser's looking to keep this a three-run ball game, keep the lead preserved for the Fly Boys. Here's the first pitch. That gets in there for a strike. Finds the corner. It's 0-1. Kaiser's going to come right at these batters. You saw him do that at Bristol. Again, just took 16 pitches to get out two innings of work. He's at three so far. All of them have been strikes. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nice move on that one. Gets him to chase. And now a strike away from ending the inning is Nate Kaiser. Runners at first and second, a 6-3 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the seventh inning. River Riders have added one run on, cut the lead in half. Kaiser looking to get out of this jam. The 0-2. Hit off the edge of the bat of Asiadu, going to hang in the air and will just get out of foul territory. That one hung up and kept on carrying. Key and Saylor couldn't get there, and it gets out of play. Was hit any straighter, that one would have been out of here. Again, it's just 322 to right field here at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. There comes the 0-2 coming from Kaiser. The 0-2 pitch. That one's away, 1-2. Couldn't get Owusu-Asidu to chase. 1-2 pitch coming here between the River Riders and Fly Boys, 6-3 lead for Greenville. That was seventh inning, two outs. The 1-2. That one's hit off the end of the bat, going to hang in the air. Campbell's going to hang underneath it and will make the easy catch in center and ends the inning, but not before the River Riders add another run and cut the lead in half. We played seven, two innings left. Can the Fly Boys add to their lead and add some insurance for them heading to the final two frames? We'll see what happens. Stick and stay. It's Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text.
text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Six-three lead for the Flyboys here in the top of the eighth inning after Elizabethan adds a run. And last time Elizabethan scored, they scored two in the fourth. They were able to answer with the Flyboys and make it a four-run game. Got to do the math here. Math wasn't my strongest subject. And now it's a three-run game here in the top of the eighth inning for the Flyboys, as is Will Brown, as he looks at that first pitch strike from Baker Cox, who has been phenomenal in his one inning of work for the River Riders. The 0-1 pitch misses low for ball 1-1, and that is the first ball thrown by Baker Cox. Comes on his 10th pitch today. He's got two strikeouts in just one inning of work, and has thrown 10 pitches, 9 strikes. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Brown. That hits him. So a leadoff hit by pitch drawn by Will Brown. That is the first mistake seen by Cox today. And that'll bring up Shamar Dalton. Dalton had an RBI single that brought home Keyan Saylor, but Will Brown was gunned out home after a great relay throw by Peyton Basler. This game could be 8-3. Dalton will look at that first pitch strike, 0-1. Could be an 8-3 ball game if everything went the Flyboys way, but instead just holds at 6-3, and the Elizabethans in a lot better striking distance thanks to their defense going up big. The 0-1. That one's fouled off, and it's 0-2. Fouled off to the playground behind the play as darkness has engulfed the area around Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. Rain looks like it's going to avoid us tonight, as we'll hopefully get all 9 innings in. Both these two teams playing tomorrow again in the second game of the series. 0-2, and they're going to check on Brown at first. Brown's going to be in there standing. Dalton tonight 1-for-2 with an RBI and also drew a walk. So the run scored. The 0-2. Just fouls that one off, gets the piece of it, and it's remaining at 0-2 to Dalton. You have Will Taylor up to bat to on deck. And, of course, Brock Daniels, if you can get to him, he has been phenomenal. 3 hits, he's reached base safely every single time. He's been up to bat for 3 with 2 runs scored. Dalton fouls that one off his foot and will stay alive. If nothing else, this keeps running the count on Baker Cox. You got to wonder if he's going to just close this one out or going to stay alive and will stay in to or get relieved at some point in this contest. Another 0-2. That one's fouled off. A long at bat by Dalton as he keeps alive. This is the sixth pitch of the at bat, the longest at bat Baker Cox has faced tonight. Here's the 0-2. Dalton fouls it off again. Dalton continues a strong at-bat here, fouling all of these off toward the playground area near the Watauga River. It's right behind the third base line. The 0-2 count coming. Here's Dalton, and he'll foul that one again, this time off his foot toward right. That just runs up the count on Baker Cox, and there's no action in the Elizabethan bullpen, as you wouldn't think so of how Cox has been playing so far. Cox gets set. Pitch number 8, the at-bat. Swing and a miss. Cox finally blows one right by Dalton, and actually Dalton did get a piece of that one, and it would have been another foul ball if it wasn't caught by the catcher Soto, and that is the third strikeout of the game for Cox, and there's one away in the top of the eighth inning, and Will Taylor up the bat. Taylor 0 for 3, but did reach on a walk, came around the score back in the third inning. Does have one strikeout. That was back in the first inning. They're going to check on Brown at first. Those Cox is getting no action in the Elizabethan bullpen. It looks like this is all on Baker Cox for right now. He's been solid in one of the third innings. He has three strikeouts. Brown's going to take off, swing and a miss by Taylor, and Brown. The fault that Taylor got in the way on the swing, but home plate umpire will say no. That's a stolen base for Will Brown. Now there's a run just at second base. 0-1 after a swing by Taylor. Taylor hit one to the outfield. Brown will probably try to come around and score. Of course, he was gunned out home his last time trying to score. Hits that one off the edge of the bat. That one's hit over to Basler. Basler with the throw, and it is not in time. Will Taylor beats it out. So Basler can't quite make the play that time. That was a slow roller. You see the speed of Will Taylor there. And that's going to be an infield single for Will Taylor with one away in the top of the eighth inning. That's a tough play for Basler. He's made those tough plays all night long, and unfortunately for him, just couldn't get that one in time. Again, Will Taylor showing off the speed he has. Brock Daniels will swing around that one. It's 0-1. Daniels tonight has been dangerous. 3 for 3 with 2 runs scored and an RBI and has drawn a walk. He's looking to continue that streak going here, and he can get 2 RBIs with 1 big hit, or if he can get his first homer of the year, get 3. He was swinging for the fences on that one. That one was high. Chase that one. It's 0-2 on a breaking ball from Cox. That was a solid, nice pitch from Cox to get Daniels to chase. Daniels will get set. Runners at first and second. One out in the top of the eighth inning. 6-3 lead for the Flyboys. 0-2. Swing and a miss. That one's dropped. And that's going to be a strike. The runners can't advance. Daniels can't advance to first. So Daniels fails to reach safely for the first time tonight. But the strikeout does. I guess you could say that's a productive out for Daniels. He's had a lot of those this season as he moves the runners over to second and third with 2 away. 4th strikeout of the night for Cox already. As Campbell steps in, 1 for 3 with a walk and a strikeout tonight. Just hopes he can lace one to the outfield and score 2. Goes around on that one, and it is 0-1. They'll say the umpire went around. He just did go around. Folly held up, did Campbell. Doesn't agree with the call, but just going around. This will be pitch number 26, 23 strikes for Baker Cox. He has been efficient in his 1 2/3 innings of work tonight. 0-1 in the dirt. Soto blocks it. He can find it, and it's now 1-1. We'll step in, 1-1 count, 2 outs, runners at 2nd and 3rd. Flyboys looking to add some insurance, up 6-3 in the top of the 8th inning. The 1-1 pitch. Allen gets down the strike zone, and 1-2, and Cox, with his 5th strikeout of the night, can end the threat for the Flyboys. His 3rd strikeout of the inning. Comes the 1-2 pitch. And Cox is going to step off. Again, this is Major League rules. You don't have to throw the first or throw to a base like in college. You can just step off. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Cox gets out of the jam and sets Campbell down on strike. So Flyboys get runners to 2nd and 3rd. Can't score them. And the River Riders will look to take advantage when we return. Head to the bottom of the 8th inning. Flyboys up 6-3 on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, responsibility, and making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Well, Nate Kaiser's back out there for another inning of work. He officially closed the book on Caswell Smith as he goes 2 1/3 innings, gives up one hit, one run. It was earned, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Kaiser's been out there for 2/3 of an inning so far. Hasn't allowed any hits, runs, hasn't walked anybody or struck anybody. Most importantly, has not allowed any runs. Bottom of the eighth inning, and this was a problem for the Flyboys over at Kingsport on opening night, giving up 5 runs in that one. But that was off of 5 walks issued, and then last night, 4 walks were issued in the final inning by Roan Tarbert. The Flyboys fell 12-5. They've led the entire way here. Scored 2 in the first. Took a lead as big as 5-0, but up 6-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch from Kaiser to Harrison Rogers up high for a ball, 1-0. Kaiser, that was pitch number 8. Six strikes. Excuse me. He works quickly. The 0-1, that one's way outside again. 2-0, and now Kaiser in a little bit of danger. Rogers has a home run this since, or short distance to right field. So that one's high, 3-0. So that's 3 straight balls, and there's some action going in the Greenville bullpen. It's the first time Kaiser has really looked behind all season. He has not issued a walk at all this year. This is his 11th pitch. That one's in there for a strike, 3-1. Kaiser needed just 16 pitches to work 2 innings against Bristol on Sunday. This is pitch number 12, the 3-0. In there for a strike, and now he's battled back to run to a full count, 3-2. 6 outs remain for the River Riders to score at least 3 runs. Payoff pitch, fouled off into the river, and the count remains full. Small crowd here. Elizabethton has stuck around, but they've been a lively crowd. They're not deterred by the rain earlier today that came through. Payoff pitch from Kaiser. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Nate Kaiser gets his first strikeout of the game, and that is one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Good job by Kaiser to battle back after getting down 3-0. And as Alex McCoy will step in, and the tall first baseman is 0-2, but did reach on a walk earlier in this contest. There's a big body from Maryland Eastern Shore. He's made a nice play at the dugout. In foul territory, he swings at that one, skies it in the air. Campbell's going to run over. Now Saylor will run in, call off Campbell, and Saylor makes the catch, and there are 2 away in the bottom of the eighth inning, and if Kaiser can get first pitch swinging out from Freeman, he would have tied the exact time he was out there for 2 innings against Bristol on Sunday when he went 16 innings, 16 pitches, and threw 11 strikes. He's thrown 15 pitches and 11 strikes right now. As eighth inning. First pitch to Freeman, swing and a miss, so Kaiser will go longer than 16 pitches. It's an 0-1 count. 16 pitches, 12 strikes for Kaiser. He has been efficient this season. 32 pitches, 23 strikes total this year. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and Kaiser working quickly, throwing the heater and going right at these batters. The USC Sockahatchie product from Spartanburg, South Carolina has been fun to watch. The 0-2 pitch. That one's hit on a line over to Daniels. Daniels will catch it on the liner, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. Nate Kaiser goes 18 pitches so far tonight. Gets a strikeout in that inning and sits the River Riders down 1-2-3. Greenville looking to add some more insurance here, as this will be their final time to bat as of right now. Score 6-3. We head to the ninth inning here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ryan Widmeyer from Cherry Hill, New Jersey now coming out the pitch. This is his first appearance of the year for the River Riders. Close door on Cox. He had a fantastic night, going two innings, giving up just one hit. No runs are given up. That's, again, most important stat line. And five strikeouts. Did hit one batter. Ryan Widmeyer. This is his first day with the club. Widmeyer getting some stats on him. He literally just showed up today. Maroon College, South Jersey, Lochester, one of those. He literally got his flight came in this morning. That's what they're telling us here at Elizabethton. So going off the plane and looking to keep this game a three-run ball game here in this one as Aiden Canada steps in. Looking off the top of the ninth inning against Widmeyer. First pitch is outside for Widmeyer, 1-0. Want to make a note, he's not in the starting lineup tonight, but Kenyon Brown from North Carolina A&T, he's a catcher for the Fly Boys, was named a freshman All-American after being named All-Freshman in the Big South this past season. Now named the Collegiate Baseball Freshman All-American team. So congrats to Kenyon Brown on that award. 1-0 to Canada. Probably see Kenyon Brown tomorrow. We have a rotation now. Looks like on the Fly Boys of Collins, Cunniff, and Kenyon Brown. Cunniff played last night. Collins playing tonight. Collins stands in the on-deck circle behind Aiden Canada. His team up 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. That was outside. Widmeyer is up 3-0. Rio count coming from Widmeyer in danger of coming off the play and issuing a four-pitch walk. They'll start off the top of the ninth inning to Canada. 3-0. Down the middle for a strike, 3-1. This first strike for Widmeyer in the Appy League. Kennedy, Collins, and Jurak right now up for the Flyboys. Top of the order, couldn't get any offense in the eighth. Kennedy fall out swinging, and he holds off, and there's a walk by Widmeyer, a five-pitch walk to start the ninth inning. Look at the scores from around the Appy League, and gotta hate it for Johnson City. They fall 3-2. Kingsport comes all the way back to knock off Johnson City. 3-2. Johnson City is now 0-7. That's three straight games. They've had a lead in the sixth inning or later and have lost the contest. It's a rough go for the Doughboys so far in this one. Avery Collins, that ball is in the dirt, bounces away, bounces all the way to the pitcher Widmeyer, and running up will be Kennedy to second base. Burlington's going to roll the 7-0. They're up 9-3 on Bluefield in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pulaski's up 5-2 on Princeton, top of the eighth. Danville's come back to retake the lead from Bristol. They're up 8-6, bottom of the eighth, and they're still batting on the Otterbots. 6-3 lead for the Flyboys here. In Elizabethton, they've held the River Rocks just three hits tonight. That one's outside. 9 hits for the Flyboys, and you gotta love that. And it looks like Coach Chalupa, the pitching coach, coming out to talk for the River Riders. John Chalupa. Well, on the bench, River Riders is Coach Bree Nasty. She is the associate head coach at Providence College and was the head coach of Delphi University, winning the 5 Northeast 10 regular season Southwest Division titles. She is coach of Stony Brook, St. John's, and Hofstra. But the big thing about Bree Nasty, she is the first female coach for the River Riders in Elizabethan baseball history, a storied history that goes back multiple years, multiple teams in the Appy League. Nasty was a four-year letter winner in softball at University of Buffalo with the Bulls. She is three-time All-MAC and is the all-time leader in batting average, home runs, RBIs, hits, doubles, triples, runs, and walks for the Buffalo Bulls all-time. And set a max single season record 2002, a .451 batting average. So, Bree Nasty has been giving a lot of that knowledge to this River Rider team with their offense. But tonight, only three hits, but they do have the three runs. 2-0 count to Collins. He swings at that pitch. It's fouled into the terrace down the third base line, and Chilton will go running after it. 2-1 count to Collins with Kennedy at second after moving up 90 feet on the pass ball. There's some more action in that bullpen for Elizabethton in Widmeyer's first appearance of the season. 2-1. Collins gets underneath that one. It goes sky high to Widmeyer. Now calling off third baseman is Rogers. He catches it, and there's one away. Here comes Tom Jurak, who has just had a tough night for the third baseman. He's made some good defensive plays. Does have the one error, but so a pair of plays by the shortstop, Peyton Baslick, out to kept them from reaching base safely. Now batting this 0-67. Does have an RBI, though, on that ground out. Jurak hits that one over to the second baseman. Peters picks it up for the first in time. Productive out does move the runner over. There are two away in the top of the ninth inning, so Jurak, unless the Flyboys bat around with two outs, is going to end the day going 0-4-5. This is Kean Saylor, 1-for-4 with a run scored. And if he can hit one to the outfield, that will make it a 7-3 ball game, as that would score Aiden Kennedy from third base. So Widmeyer looking to get out of this jam. Here's the pitch from Widmeyer. That gets in there for a strike, 0-1. So 0-1 pitch coming from Widmeyer to Saylor. Looking to keep the Flyboys off the board. and keep it a three-run game heading to the ninth. They scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth last night after one swing of the bat, and that one's fouled off, and it's 0-2. They were down by just one to Johnson City last night, however, but it was a three-run home run by the River Riders, and that was a walk-off win to keep the Doughboys at 0-6. They're now 0-7. The 0-2 pitch coming. That one is a swing. He goes around. That's a strikeout and a runner. The runner's going to take off. The throw is late. Saylor just stood there. Eventually takes off. Kennedy's going to score. That's a strikeout for Windmeyer. I don't know what Saylor thought was happening. He just stood there. And eventually got lucky because Soto airmailed that ball into the infield. Kennedy scores. The run counts. It's a 7-3 lead. Windmeyer gives up the... That's going to be a run to Windmeyer. And after he gets a strikeout, you think it ends the inning. No, at first. So whatever works for the Fly Boys to extend the lead to 4. Top of the ninth inning. First pitch to Will Brown came flying right back at us up here. I think got stuck in the net. It's 0-1. Will Brown 1-for-3 today, struck out. Recently hit by pitch his last time up and stole second, but was stranded at third. The 0-1, Taylor's going to take off. That's fouled off. And oh, man, if you're Shamar Dalton, you got to make the play in the on-deck circle. Ball comes right towards you. You got to catch that one off the hop. You could not, as it's 0-2. Final from Bluefield. Burlington's up 9, wins at 9-3. Bluefield now falls to 0-7. That's been a rough year for the Ridge Runners at that one. Danville rolling up 9-6 now in Bristol with the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-2 pitch coming to Brown. Saylor's going to take off. That one's going to hit off the plate, and that's a stolen base for Saylor. So Saylor strikes out, and then just at second base after striking out. Windmeyer asked for a new baseball, 1-2. This has been a rough night at the plate for Soto. Two runs have scored off of those pass balls. So, again, if you want to talk about, oh, the Fly Boys could be up 9-3, I'd take away two of those runs. 7-3 is about right, would be about right if everything went the Fly Boys' way and the River Riders' way. Could be 5-3, just a two-run game. The 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. So, Windmeyer gets the second strikeout of the inning. This time it ends the inning, but not before the Fly Boys score another run off a weird play. But whatever works, it's a 7-3 lead for the Fly Boys. As Elizabethton has three outs to score four runs, we'll see what happens here. Join us for the conclusion on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Riders need to score four runs of three outs as Pepe Soto will step in and Nate Kaiser back out for another inning of work. Fly Boys up 7-3, and that one's going to hit Soto to start off. the ninth inning, and that is how you want to start off if you're the River Riders, but not if you're the Fly Boys. Four runs needed to tie and push it to extras. Five needed to win it. And of course, the River Riders scored three in the ninth last night off a walk-off home run to win it against the Johnson City Doughboys. They were only down by one at that point, however. Here comes Ty Peters with the top of the order on deck. That first pitch is way up from Kaiser. It's 1-0. Now pitch number 21 for him. Longest outing this season for him. The 1-0. That one just gets top of the strike zone. Ball about swinging to Peters, but holds off, and it's 1-1. They have just gotten the top, but whatever works for Kaiser right now, as you just want to get out of this game, up 7-3. Swing and a miss. It's actually fouled off into Collins' glove, and it's 1-2. Kaiser's going to 1-2/3 innings pitch with one strikeout, including a strikeout to end the eighth inning. 7-3 lead for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the ninth. That one's fouled off, and staying alive is Peters. Don't forget, these two teams will meet up again tomorrow right here in Elizabethton. Catch the pregame show on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network at 6:45. Come join us if you can't come out to the ballpark tomorrow. 1-2. Gets it. A strike zone, strike three. Peters doesn't like the call. That's a called strike, and there's one away, and a double play ball would end it for the Fly Boys. Back to the top of the order, Peyton Basler, who's made some great defensive plays today, but has been tough batting for him today. Williams on deck, big swing and a miss, and that's another strike thrown by Kaiser working quickly. Three errors by Elizabethton today as well. They have threes across the scoreboard, three runs and three hits, three errors. Seven runs, nine hits, so far one error for the Fly Boys. And I'm going to end this one, 0-1, that one misses, 1-1. That one error by Tom Jurak, and that kind of kept the inning alive for the Fly Boys, for the River Riders. And they're able to get a pair of runs across in the fourth inning. Kaiser will call time, step off, and some back in will be Basler. The 1-1 coming with one runner at first. One out. Big 1-2. He has been just blowing it by these batters so far. The 1-2. Coming from Kaiser, runner at first, one out. The 1-2, that one's fouled off toward the Fly Boy dugout, and he'll get out of play, and everybody will reset. There is some light work going on the Fly Boy bullpen, but you got to think this one's on Kaiser. Spazzer's 0-for-3, will walk. A double play ball would end the game. Solid lead at by Soto at first. The 1-2. Allen's off 2-2. That may have been a pitch out a little bit, but Kaiser, I think, the reaction frustrated himself. Pitch number 28 for Kaiser. He's thrown 20 strikes. Pardon me, 29 pitches for Kaiser. He's thrown 21 strikes. The 2-2. That one's hit up the middle, right to Daniels. Daniels still on second for one for the first in time. The 4-3 double play ends the ball game. Brock Daniels with a defensive play, and the Fly Boys knock off the River Riders 7-3. They end Elizabethton's three-game winning streak, and now the Fly Boys move to 3-4 on the season. River Riders will drop to 5-2. Early in this season, as the two teams will play again tomorrow here in Elizabethton at Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark. First pitch set for 7 o'clock p.m., 6:45, our pregame show on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. The Fly Boy offense Took an early 5-0 lead and didn't look back. They hold off the River Riders 7-3 and win this one. So the Fly Boys win. Earn win number 3 of the season, looking to get to 500 first time this year tomorrow when earn their first series sweep of the year. We'll win over Elizabethton. So we'll see you back here tomorrow for our pregame show. Final score, Fly Boys 7, Elizabethton 3. This has been the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, and we thank you for joining us tonight. Good night, everybody.